Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning into the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Well, it's only 2 days before Thanksgiving. Have you started preparing your meal? The cake, the different types of cake pies, and prepping for the turkey, the special, special turkey. Well, I hope that you have started. Well, I have started somewhat. I have a house full of guests from out of town, and I am very happy to be around family, and it's so important that you do the same. Do not be alone. Be with your family. Enjoy them. Enjoy their company and friends. So just make sure that you do not spend time alone. Well, tonight we begin our fourth week of preparing for the storm, the holiday. Well, first of all, I am Mary Hollis, your host and director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. We started this series with the title Preparing for the Storm, the Holiday, and it is a difficult time for us as we go through the holiday because of wonderful memories of how we spent with our loved one and different things that we did during that holiday. We talked first about week one was I had a testimony by Denise Brown, and she was very transparent on how her husband, when she first heard that her husband had passed, he was a good Samaritan on the side of the road where he was helping someone change their tire, and he was hit by a car as he was being a good Samaritan. And she indicated how her and her children went weathered the storm through the first Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday. Week two, we talked about your love for God, that you must love God and trust him through your storm. And this will help you because you must love God in order to to have faith and belief that he will get you through this time in your life. Also, we talked about, you know, that some of us draw closer to God during our grief, and others feel God is so far away because we can't seem to feel his presence, are still angry with him because our love is no longer, our loved one is no longer here. But it is important to tell God what you truly feel and ask him for answers, and he's really not angry with you for the things that you say. You never curse God, but you can question God because of how you feel and how much you're hurting, and questions why. Why did this happen to me? Why did my loved one have to leave? So just have that special talk with God, and he eventually will give you that answer. Well, week three, the topic was from hopeless to hopeful. Now, I know you thought about it when I said the topic, from hopeless to hopeful. How can a loss become hopeful in the dark situation? Well, yes, you can have hope. The definition of hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. So just know that you can be hopeful through your storm, loving God and trusting him as you journey through this walk of grief. Now, tonight we are on week four, and the topic that I have for you tonight is what becomes of the brokenhearted. Remember that song, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted? I don't know how to sing that well, but there's a song that was sung back in the day. But I am getting this title from my Sunday school lesson. Last week, I got the last week three title from that. It seems like my Sunday school lesson is just taking me, giving me information of that I can bring back to you, because it is exactly what you're talking about, preparing for the storm during the holiday, how we can get through it. What becomes of the brokenhearted? Well, the scripture that we talked about in our Sunday school lesson was coming from 2 Samuel, the 12th chapter, the 15th through the 24th verse. It talked about David, how David became an adultery. He saw this beautiful woman through a window, and her name was Bathsheba. And he was just so intrigued by her and her beautiful looks. And he, you know, yes, he became an adultery through her. And how he went about getting her husband, which was one of his wonderful soldiers, to be killed in this war that they were in. And he became, and that's when later David and Bathsheba had a son, and God got angry with his sin, and had Nathan to go to David and tell David exactly how angry he was. And he struck, when the baby was born, later on he struck the baby, and the baby became very ill and died. But through this all, God forgave David, and they had a second son. So when I mentioned to earlier, when hopeless to hopeful, that became that God forgave David, and they had another child, and that child became King Solomon. So good can come out of a bad situation. The scripture Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." Yes, David were born for a purpose. He was a king, and he was really one of God's favorite king. And but in this passage here, where it says all things work together for good, you know, when I first read that scripture, I always said, "How can death become good?" But in my situation, my husband's death became good because I became a director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, and here I am embracing widows through their journey of grief. So that's the good that came out of that situation. But before, I could not really tell you that how good could that be. But now I see why this journey that I have been on. So good can come out of a situation. And God forgave David, and he had another son, and this son became King Solomon. So just knowing that good can become, and in the title, what becomes a broken hearted, and that was one of the things that became the good out of this. And it's, I want to ask this question: what can believers grieve with hope? Why can believers grieve with hope? Hope is knowing that God loves you, he's walking beside you, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Few things are as certain in life as experience of loss. We have had, or will have, or to say goodbye to someone we cherish deeply. That will happen in our lifetime. And just think the question now. When I was reading this Sunday school lesson, the question that came to my mind: suppose your loved one was still here and you were the person that has transpired. Now, who would you think would be the stronger person? Would your husband be the stronger person dealing with the situation? You've lost a mother, a father, or something. You left before your mother and father, and most of the time, mothers and fathers said they thought that they would go before their children would. So just think about how would they handle it. Would they be strong and still believe in God and love God, knowing that he promised us that he will never leave us, forsake us, and we will not be on this world together. We will not. He didn't say that we was all going to die at the same time. Every person has a time in life to leave this place. But just know that one day you will see each other again up in heaven. So you have to believe that when that person, and sometimes that person be sick. Do you want that person to continue to suffer and be sick just because of you? I want that person, you know, just like my mother. My mother was in a nursing home when she passed away. I was at peace because I knew that she didn't have to suffer anymore. So just think about that. If it was the other way around, it wasn't you that's still here, it was the person that died was still here, who would be the stronger person in dealing with this journey of grief? Are you the stronger one? If you are the stronger one, then that's why you're still here. Believers should always pray and trust God, and knowing that God hears our prayer. He sometimes he doesn't always answer us the way that we want to be answered, but he hears us. Prayer and fasting may not change God if you decide to fast and pray, but it changes us. In Christ, believers have the confidence that we will receive whatever we are asking according to God's will. Now, God's will, not your will. God sees the greater picture than we do. Our desire should always be to want and do God's will. Well, I accepted my past, and I am trying to do His will. And I know that He is there with me. He's shown me in so many different ways that He's there. He's never leave me or not forsake me. So just think about that. How, just wait, let me go to the next page here. Many times we struggle in grief alone and stay away from the church when we do grieve. But this is the time when we should surround with other believers. We should not be alone. We should not be around negative people. We need to be around people who have faith and believe in God and knowing that God will get you through. There is strength in numbers. David's faith in God gave his confidence that he would see his son again. So he knew one day that he will see his son. So he had the hope that one day in heaven that he will see his son. His son is not here anymore, but one day he will see his son again. So how do you feel about that? Your mother, your husband, father, whoever that you're dealing with this grief, that one day you will see that person again. And the question again, do you think that it's best for you to be here versus the other person? You know, who is the stronger person? Evidently, you're the stronger person because you're still here. And God is walking and getting you through this time in your life. Comfort is available from the Lord no matter how overwhelmed we are with grief. God granted David and Bathsheba with a new beginning. He will give you a new beginning. He will help you through this. You will see the light that in the darkness. God not only gave David and Bathsheba, he also blessed them with another child, just like I mentioned before. So God is a forgiving God. That means he's loving and compassionate. Even though that first child, he struck down and he became very ill and later died. Because David had sinned, he had set up Bathsheba's husband to die. I mean, just because he lusted and wanted Bathsheba. But he had to pay for it because of what he did. God was unhappy with David, but also later forgave David and gave him another child, King Solomon. So just knowing that whatever God is a forgiving God, every believer will experience loss and grief at some point in our life. Whether it is a consequences of sin or a loss that comes to all people, grief is painful. Yes, it is painful. It hurts. It doesn't feel good. But as you trust and believe and walk with God, you'll know one day that you'll feel better. That pain will go away. You will feel better. We should not lose hope in God's promises that in our lives we have that we will always have tribulation. And it's not going to be one tribulation. It's going to be several tribulations as we go through life. But just knowing, just hit the rewind button. How many times that you've gone through tribulation and God has gotten you through these different situations? If he did it once, he'll do it again. He also promises faithful love and compassion in our times of grief. This is why we can grieve with hope. Once again, Hope is to cherish a desire with anticipation, to want something to happen or to be true. Hope, like Jesse Jackson say, keep hope alive. We must keep hope alive. We must keep hope and belief in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what I want you to do, I gave you something to do last time. I talked about ways that you can get through the storm. I'm going to go over that again, but I'm going to add on to something else. For Thanksgiving, cook something, one of the favorite dish of your loss of your loved one, his or her favorite dish. It's important to spend time with your family. Don't be alone. Try to do something different this year. I know several of my widows went on a cruise for Thanksgiving. That's different. I've never done that. I'm thinking about it. That sounds like fun. You don't have to cook. Because right now, for the next few days, I'm going to be cooking and cleaning. And on the cruise, you don't have to do nothing but have fun. Enjoy yourself. So do something different. Go out of town to a family member. Don't just stay at home. So remember that. But one thing that I am asking you to do tonight, or this week, Dollar Tree has 50 cents card. Go pick up a card and someone that you know that just had a loss, it can be a church member, a neighbor, a coworker, a friend, send them a card, encouraging card. And if you have that telephone number, you can pick up the telephone and give them a call that I've been thinking about you, and I just want you to know I'm there for you. And you can let's get through this holiday together. Let's pray for each other. Embrace them because this will encourage you and make you feel better, helping someone else to get through what you're going through as well. So when you think about someone, because someone's other situation could be worse than your situation. You know, they may have had several losses, family member that has transitioned on. So just knowing that your situation is not as bad as another situation. So do that. Pick up the telephone and give them a phone call or send them a card, an encouraging card. That's the added thing that you do that you will feel better, because you know one thing? They're going to pick up the telephone and call you and say, I received your card. Thank you so much for thinking about me. The words in the card was just what I needed to hear and to know that someone is out there thinking about me and encouraging me. That makes a big difference. So just know that your darkness is not as dark as others, but God will show you the light in that darkness. Just like I mentioned at the very beginning, when you're going through a storm, sometimes you can't see your way through because of the darkness and the wind and all of that. But you keep on walking through. Keep on walking through the storm. You will see some light. And that's the light that God is giving you, letting you know that you should have the hope in Him, the belief in Him, that He will never leave you nor forsake you. And that is all I have tonight. I am a little bit tired and sleepy, and I've been pushing myself to do this show regardless of the few days before Thanksgiving. Just be encouraged in knowing that God will get you through this time in your life. I know you miss that mother. I know you miss that husband. I know you miss that father, a brother, sister, whoever. But think about the good memories that y'all shared during Thanksgiving, the things that you did, the things that they cooked or you cooked for whatever. just knowing, to think about the good memory. I mean, being crying and being sad, I mean, change that. Do something different. Yes, it's okay to cry, but also know that God is a loving and compassionate God. He will never leave you. He's always there, embracing you and sending you love in some kind of way. So have a great and safe and wonderful Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much. Well, I'm going to eat a little bit of everything that first day, but I am going to try not to do it every day after Thanksgiving. But that Thanksgiving, I want to eat a little bit of everything that everyone brings, and also what I cooked as well. So enjoy yourself, be blessed, and have a great week and Thanksgiving holiday. Tune in again next week. We will be talking about another topic in week 5. Be blessed and good night once again. Let's listen to Dunning the Curtain one more time. That I need you, God.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would